Father God, we thank you for gathering us all on this incredible rainy morning. We've needed the rain, Lord, and so we've asked for the rain, and you've brought it to us. But keep us safe. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for being present with us. Now speak to us. Take these words and thoughts of mine and use them to speak to us, and take our ears to finely tune in the midst of all that I say. Jesus, it's in your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Good to see some of our college students back from school. Mother's Day. Have you called your mother? Called your mother? Okay, you're home. Yes. Have you done something special for mom, boys? Okay, you have. That's great. We have a little carnation, a little card for all the ladies in the congregation a little bit later. But today is the day to honor your moms. And for those of us, I'm not in this category yet. My mom's 84, and she just turned 84 on the 1st of May. My dad just turned 85. Doing pretty well. So still living, but some of us, our moms have gone on before us. And today is a day to, you know, they're with the Lord. If they've known him, you don't have any, as I think about my grandmother, who is very nurturing to me, I know where she is, but I just have to say, Lord, today, just give her a little special something. Yeah, it's Mother's Day. So for those of you that have a mom that's gone on before, a grandmom, say an extra prayer for her today and just tell the Lord, just let her know somehow, some way, that special love. Mother's Day. Well, my mother taught me a lot. My mother taught me to pray. I can still hear her saying, "You better pray that comes out of the carpet." She instilled a sense of imagination in me. Don't do that again or else. Now, I don't know about your mind, but my mind, what's the else? I don't think I ever had the else part. I had the smack, and I had the timeout, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, but never had the else. Don't do that again or else. She taught me how to anticipate. I don't know if you, as a parent, if you've said this to your kids, ladies, but wait till your dad gets home. Anticipation. Take care of it now. I get that, Shelley. Yes. She taught me how to count, at least to three. One, two, three. You're dead. She taught me repentance. Repentance meaning you decide that you're not going to do that again. You're not going to go back and repeat it. She taught me repentance. Don't you ever do that again. These things you've heard? Of course. And then she taught me self-control. You go to a friend's of theirs home that wasn't kid-proof. Or you go into a store with fine china. And she taught me self-control. Don't you touch anything. If it breaks, we have to pay for it. Seriously. I want to just spend this time lifting before us our moms and honoring them in giving value to what they do for us. Martin Luther, that great reformer of the church, in his large catechism explains the fourth commandment. Honor your father and your mother with these words. God has given this walk of life, fatherhood and motherhood, a special position of honor, higher than that of any walk of life underneath it. He distinguishes father and mother above all other persons on earth and places them next to himself. In God's eyes, there's no more important, to hear me, important vocation than that of parenthood. Now, some won't parent their own biological children, but as adults, we parent others. As we mentor, we nurture, we guide. There's no other vocation on earth, that's what God says, that's of a higher value. But the world looks at a woman in particular. And as I started off the sermon at 8:30, I said, you know, I've often said, I'm glad I'm a man and not a woman, because the quandary you ladies are in today's modern society. If you stay at home, the world says, aren't you going to do something important? And if you go out and work full time, oftentimes the Christian community says, aren't you going to do that important thing? And so you're caught between the two. You're caught between the two. But it's certainly true, the world looks at motherhood and says, aren't you going to do something important? But you see, God looks at a mother and says, the most important thing in your life are those eyes looking across at you at the family dinner table. There's no greater vocation than parenthood. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. Proverbs 15:20. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Proverbs 23:22. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. And then the Deuteronomy rendering of the Ten Commandments. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long, that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Just from those few scriptures, we see that God values parenthood, motherhood, above all others. But what about a teacher? Isn't that a more important vocation than just parenting? Well, let's think about the role of a teacher. The teacher's role, put in right perspective, is to come underneath the family and support what's happening in that family. What about a doctor? Gets paid well, well thought of in the community. My dad's a retired doctor, and I can remember as a kid, we in Pittsburgh, no one moves. It's a small community as much as it's a big city. And we go in a restaurant, Dr. Wright. He was important. But think about the role of the doctor. The doctor's task is to support the family and come underneath what's happening to the family and keep them healthy and strong and protected from diseases. It might pay more, but he's undergirding the most important role, that of parenting. Okay, well, let's look at elected officials. Certainly mayors and governors and senators and the president of the United States, those are higher callings, more important callings than that of parenthood. Well, here again, what is the primary role of government? To protect the citizens. To come underneath families and keep them protected, that they may create a safe container, a safe country in which we live in. It's not that you get paid more. We all know that, doing parenting. But it's rather that God sees it as more important. Much more important. There's no vocation that's higher. Martin Luther has this, it's rather wordy, further explanation of the fourth commandment, but he's trying to uncover something, and he says, it's as much higher thing to honor than to love. Honor includes not only love, but also deference, humility, and modesty directed, so to speak, towards a majesty concealed within them. I thought, okay, I didn't understand any of that. But then as I was reading, what the commentator said is what Luther was trying to help us understand is the hidden majesty and value of parenthood. God has values it above all else in Scripture. But that value is often hidden from the world. And the world discards it as unimportant. But you're molding and shaping a life. You're the role model of who God is for them as they grow, as they separate from you and they look for someone outside themselves that can guide and direct them. Your effective role modeling can direct them to the Father in heaven. Luther was trying to get at that and say that, you see, the value of parenting is very hidden from the world. But for us, it's very self-evident. After I preached at 8:30, I had this feeling of sorts, thought that came, that I missed a part. It's not on what I prepared, but I missed a part in that as much as parenting is a huge high value, be not confused, it's not an easy role. It's a very difficult role. Because we're molded and shaping a life. We have to come to that place to understand, and we all get to that place as parents. We begin to think we have clay that we can mold and shape in any direction that we desire. But then at some point, we realize that clay has a life of itself. And it can decide whether it wants to be molded and shaped in that position. It can refuse. It can stiffen up. It can reshape its place after you've shaped it. God understands that. He understands the hardship, the agony. What you often expect isn't what you get. What you hope for isn't necessarily the outcome that comes before you. But he's in there with you. He said, don't give up. I'm after that, after your son or daughter as well, that person you're taking care of. As many of you know, I'm one of the mentors in our mentoring outreach to Highland Village Elementary. And I've referred to it before, and it's both a joy and a struggle. Because these are kids that have a great need for somebody to direct them. And the particular teacher that is the teacher of a lot of the kids that we're mentoring has made the decision, we have an hour with them one day a week, that for that hour, they're not going to give us any academic work to do. She understands the importance of relationship. And Don Sutherland overlaps the first part of my session with my kid, and Matt Stroud overlaps the second part of my session. Both of them see the kid that God has put in my lap, and it's a challenge in that hour to keep this young boy focused on anything. And there's times in which I get to that, coming into that hour, and I think, what am I going to do for an hour? It's raining outside, because oftentimes it's a good activity to go out and play a little basketball or throw a frisbee or something. But when that's not on the cards and we have to spend the whole time in the library playing games or trying to read a book or whatever, it can be a challenge. But what God has really spoken to me is there's a sense where, no, he's not my kid and I'm not replacing his parents, but I'm coming alongside them and parenting him as well as they are, role modeling to him, nurturing and caring for him. And as I said before, we're not allowed to talk about our Lord and talk about religion unless they bring the questions up to us. And it's astounding since November, is that when we started? Since November, the relationship that has come together with those that we're mentoring and the questions he's asked me, finding out I'm a minister, and one lunch, and I might have shared this at one point, he did ask a question. He said, what's baptism? And I realized I'm molding and shaping this kid for him to understand this man that I met at fourth grade. He was a minister. Oh, they're safe people. They're okay. Maybe God's okay. But there's times in which what I do, he just resists and stiffens up and he's going to do his own thing. Hear that, because oftentimes we carry the guilt and the shame, feeling like we haven't been good parents. God is saying, all you can do is what you can do. Ask him for the help. Ask him to correct you where you've gone wrong. Ask for forgiveness when you need to. But don't own the guilt and the shame because your child, your children, those that you parent, aren't turning out the way you thought they would. parenting. It's the highest calling any of us will ever endeavor to pursue. And I think in many ways, motherhood more than father, there's a nurturing part of a mother's role that us fathers haven't really figured out how to replace. And it's so important to be nurtured and cared for, and the child knowing that they are loved. What I hope would happen is the church would rise up against the world that speaks into the lives of women and says, when are you going to do something of value? And say, excuse me? She already is. Maybe she needs to find some other employment to find a little more fulfillment, find a little more finances for the family, all well and good. But she's found something of great purpose. She's a parent. She's a mom. We, the church, need to rise up and speak value into parenting, into motherhood. And let the women in our society go to bed tonight feeling as if they've contributed in a very significant way to the life of this world. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for calling us to care for, to mentor, to parent, to nurture, to be fathers and mothers, to the little kids, the grade schoolers, the teenagers, the young adults around us. Guide us in that endeavor. But we never lose sight that it is a high calling, the highest of callings. No greater calling is there. And may we have the boldness to speak that word in the midst of a society that devalues the role of parenting. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.